We are back with more Food Talk STL with David Craig and his guests on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, my next guest here on our Food Talk show is Becky Jacobs, who has Serendipity Ice Cream here in the neighborhood. Good morning. Thank you for coming by.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And you were one of the first people, I guess, when the notes got posted online that I was going to do this show, who got in touch with me. You were doing a thing. I'm trying to remember. What were you doing over there? You're doing some kind of ice cream for breakfast day or something?
National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Yes, it's our biggest event of the entire season, believe it or not, every February.
You do a few little goofy things over there. I know you had some stuff for Valentine's Day. We did. What kind of things do you do? I mean, it's an ice cream shop.
Well, right. We have an ice cream shop right here in the heart of Webster Groves, mm-hmm. on Big Ben. And in order to keep things interesting, we try to have a handful of fun events every year that aren't like your normal ice cream events. I mean, a lot of places have free this day or free that day. But
sure.
We had free things on National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. If you came in your pajamas, for example, you got a free coffee mug, mm-hmm. Serendipity coffee mug, and we filled it with coffee, tea, or hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But the key was you had to be in your pajamas. And we opened at 8, and we had ice cream themed breakfast treats or breakfast themed ice cream treats, I suppose. So it was really fun. It's a fun day. It's probably our busiest day of the whole season.
You got good participation.
Absolutely. Yeah, people get a kick out of it.
Well, Becky Jacobs, I'm sure I'm not the first person to ask you this, but I'm going to ask you, why ice cream?
Well, at the time that I started to create the concept for Serendipity, there were not a lot of ice cream places here in St. Louis. There were frozen treat options, certainly, mm-hmm. the mother country of all ice cream places down on Chippewa.
Sure.
But that's custard. And I've never really been a big fan of custard, ever, really, even my whole life. When I was a kid and we'd go there was a Baskin Robbins across the street. And I'd rather go there. Now, I didn't ever get to, but I would have rather. So when I started, there was really nowhere to go. There was that place and places that wanted to be that place.
Sure.
But no ice cream. And I was inspired for my ice cream shop by some local places that were available at the time. There was a place in Clayton called Oliver's. There was Velvet Freeze, which I was a huge fan of Velvet Freeze. And there was Swenson's. And Swenson's had these massive drumsticks that were, they were huge. And they were dipped in chocolate and rolled in almonds. And we make those today in our shop. We sell them crazy. We sell a ton of them every day. So,
well, at Serendipity, you make everything. You make all the ice cream yourself.
We make all the ice cream ourselves. There is nothing that we're selling currently at Serendipity that we don't make.
And what's different about your ice cream?
Well, that's the biggest thing, is that we make it ourselves.
Not to give away trade secrets here, but you know, to characterize it in comparison to what I might go grab at, say, the grocery store.
Okay, well, first of all of our ice cream is made in small batches, so anywhere from 4 to 9 gallons at a time.
Okay.
Big grocery store brands are made hundreds and hundreds and thousands of gallons at a time. So they're done on great big machines. There's not a lot of human intervention. There's not a lot of creativity involved in the process at all. So that's the biggest thing, is that we make everything from our own brain power and our machines.
TLC, you're not standing there, you know, with the corporate guy looking down and saying, no, you can't put any more of that in there. You've reached your quota.
Right. So when we're making, for example, when we make cookie dough ice cream, simple flavor, people love it. But when we're making it, if it doesn't look like there's enough cookie dough, we throw some more in. Just because, you know, when you go to the ice cream store and you want a scoop of ice cream with cookie dough, you want to make sure there's cookie dough in it. And when you do it by hand, it's not in every,
yes.
You know, you can't lay it out on a grid and say, oh, yes. Look, this has this many per square inch.
Oh, I have this problem with chocolate chip cookies, and I'm not going to name names, but there's places you go and you get a chocolate chip cookie, and it's a big cookie, and there's two chips, and it's like, what the?
Right, right.
Okay.
So we try to avoid that.
Now, you've brought some ice cream over here, and I'm going to try to do this and chat with you at the same time.
Okay.
This one is?
That is salted caramel swirl.
Okay. Now, I saw something recently in a print ad for something that was salted caramel, and it wasn't, do you say caramel or caramel?
I don't know. What's the right answer?
Whatever. But it was something that was completely unlike ice cream. But,
See? Pretty tasty.
Now,
that is probably one of our biggest sellers.
Okay. It tastes like vaguely like something else, but I can't think offhand. I'm not always that good at identifying flavors, but it's delish. This one is...
That one is a cinnamon chipotle caramel. Now, that flavor right there we did for one of our restaurants, for Salt. We do ice cream for lots and lots of restaurants in St. Louis, and I know you had Paul and Wendy on right before, who are not one of my customers currently, but we're also a member of the St. Louis Originals.
Right.
So that was my point. Anyway, so we did this with Salt, and they were doing a special dessert and wanted something to go with it. So you've got a little bit of the sweet and a little bit of the hot, and the hot comes in on the backside.
That's beautiful.
So we took whatever we didn't sell to Salt, and we have it in the shop as well, so that way... our chefs are always influencing what we're selling at Serendipity.
This one looks like, it's not standard vanilla.
No, it's not. It's toasted marshmallow. And it has a graham swirl in it. So it's not quite a s'more, but it's my chef, Mary, is Mary Harden, makes 99.9% of the ice cream for me. And that was her favorite this year. So I promised her I'd bring it on, put it on the air.
That is a beautiful flavor.
Isn't that great?
Do you sell this in your store?
Yeah, we do. It's a toasted marshmallow. It's our favorite flavor right now between she and I. And we think it's awesome. We also have one getting ready to come out in a couple of weeks, which I'm personally very excited about. It's my go-to summer favorite. It's called Play Ball. It's a caramel popcorn flavored ice cream with a caramel swirl and peanuts in it, and it tastes like Cracker Jacks.
Oh, that sounds tremendous.
It's fabulous, now, and we only sell it during baseball season.
Now, do you need anybody? Do you need any taste testers?
Sure,
are you hiring?
It's a volunteer job, and you are more than welcome to come over anytime and taste ice cream, David.
And I would imagine you've probably got your group of neighborhood people who have stores in the neighborhood and neighborhood customers who come in and and you say, hey, would you like to try this? We're working on this. What's the name of that flavor again that you mentioned?
The last one, the Play Ball.
Play Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Here, would you like to try this? We've got this coming up. What do you think?
And yeah, we do that. We sample stuff out all the time if we have something new coming out. Mostly we use our neighborhood guinea pigs for non-ice cream related treats to see how new ideas that we've come up with might play in the neighborhood, so to speak.
Yeah, but
so far we've stuck with ice cream.
We're visiting with Becky Jacobs of Serendipity Ice Cream here in Webster on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. And but you got to do a lot of R&D, and you know, sometimes it's not exactly what you want, right?
Well, I was actually talking to one of my chef clients the other night, and we weren't actually talking about ice cream. We were talking about a different kind of adult activity, but basically it's even if it's not great, it's still awesome.
Okay. I think I know which activity you may be talking about there. What is this one here? This looks like
that is,
strawberry. No.
No, it's raspberry chip.
What are the chips?
Chocolate.
Oh.
So it's raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate chips in it.
Nice.
Big seller to people who like raspberry. I'm not a big raspberry fan, but to people who like raspberry, they think that sets the mood.
A lot of people do like that flavor.
They do.
It's a little, I don't know, it's not a mainstream flavor, but...
Actually, it's a really, really popular flavor. I just couldn't ever pick it up.
Like so. I said, it's a mainstream flavor. It's one of the most popular ones around. How did you get into selling your ice cream to restaurants? Is it just going out and knocking on doors?
Well, it's a little bit of that. That flavor there that you're about to eat, though, I want to tell you that is Gold Coast chocolate. That is the original recipe from Velvet Freeze from a million years ago. It is super, super dark chocolate. So any of your listeners who remember Velvet Freeze as a kid, I have the original recipe. And I got that when I first started from someone who worked for that company at the time.
This is incredibly rich. This is almost like eating cake frosting out of a can.
It is. It's really rich.
Bowl, whatever.
And it's delicious. If that is your thing, if you are a dark chocolate rich person, that is it. We also make, for those who are not, an old-fashioned milk chocolate ice cream that I prefer. But that, my mother is an old-fashioned, is a Gold Coast aficionado, and she loves that.
Okay, so restaurants. Name a couple of places where you're...
Well, I mentioned Salt, and Oceano is another one of our favorite restaurants that we like to hang out at. We sell to restaurants all over St. Louis, the St. Louis metropolitan area. So, excuse me.
Oh, is there...
Sorry, flu season.
It happens.
I know. So how did we get into that? We did a little bit of door knocking, but we also, I make myself available at events where there are lots of other restaurants that are displaying their wares, gotcha. Fundraisers and whatever. And that way I'm in a room with 30 different chefs that maybe, especially when I first started, that I hadn't ever met before, and it saves me a lot of time. So we just take them samples. And, you know, John Lowe, the executive chef at Oceano, and I were speaking the other day about how we first connected. And he said, I came over to his table at an event like that. And I said, I hear you guys have really good food. I think you should have some really good ice cream to go with it. And I gave him some. And we just have this mutual admiration society going on between us because I think their food's fabulous and he thinks our ice cream's fabulous. So,
is ice cream a popular dessert in restaurants? Because, you know, think about going in and getting, you know, bread pudding or some kind of cake or something, but
well, it usually goes with everything. So a lot of times it's not the dessert, but for example, the best bread pudding has good vanilla ice cream on it. So I, in fact, I can't imagine why you would ever serve bread pudding without ice cream.
I had the affogato, I think is what they call it up at Acero, where they pour a cup of espresso on top of some vanilla ice cream.
That is one of my favorite desserts. We actually sell that during our Valentine's event. I've yet to sell one, but I've had it on my menu every year that we do our Valentine event at Serendipity, and I think it's fabulous.
Okay, do you ever envision having a standalone drive-up kind of thing, like over on Chippewa, Becky for Serendipity?
Well, I really, really like being here in Webster. It meets our needs. The neighbors are very good to us, and everybody knows where we are now. We've been here for, it'll be 9 years this summer. So I don't anticipate moving, and there would have to be some, you know, ongoing changes in the economy for me to ever even consider a second location, because quite frankly, I like my one retail location and I like selling to restaurants.
Well,
so
if you're
that
happy,
gets me out.
Well, gosh, if you're happy what you're doing and you're making money and life is good, why mess with it?
Well, right. I mean, you know, there's only one Tony's, right?
Well, as of now, I heard that they're going to. No, I'm kidding.
Don't spread rumors.
We can start a rumor. Well, you know, there's the rumor that he's going to move out to.
Out to Cheshire.
Cheshire.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but move. But not have a second location,
yeah,
right?
But, yeah. See? Well, that's been circulating. That's been going around for months and years.
So yes, I'm like Tigger. I'm the only one. We're not related to the one in New York in any way, shape, or form. So let's just put that away right here on the airwaves. We have no relationship to those people in New York. And the most wonderful thing about Tigger is I'm the only one.
Well, Becky, thank you for coming over. And thank you for the ice cream. It's
You're
delicious.
Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to visit with you here on the air on Food Talk.
You too.
We're going to come back with, did you talk to the Soul Taco guys out there?
They're nice
I'm
guys.
Looking forward to visiting with them. And they're coming up next with us here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan and on KFNS.com. Back with David and Andy from Soul Taco next on Food Talk STL.